menace of the future to be dangerous.
Thirty spokes are made one by holes in a hub, by vacancies joining them for a wheel's use. The use of clay in molding pitchers comes from the hollow of its absence. Doors, windows in a house are used for their emptiness. Thus, we are helped by what is not to use what is.
Electric circuitry is orientalizing the West. The contained, the distinct, the separate, our Western legacy, are being replaced by the flowing, the unified, the fused. We are being taken on an inner trip into our own inner beings, which involve us in depth in things that had formerly been merely superficial, visual, external, and detached from our own beings.
The West shall shake the East awake while you have the night for the morn.
Quanto è bella la prospettiva.
All media are extensions of some human faculty, psychic or physical. The wheel is an extension of the foot. The book is an extension of the eye. Clothing is an extension of the skin. Electric circuitry, the medium of our time, is an extension of the central nervous system. The media, by altering the environment, evoke in us unique ratios of sense perceptions. The extension of any one sense alters the way we think and act, the way we perceive the world, and the way we perceive our own bodies. When these ratios change, men change.
She was indignant when I suggested the use of an aphrodisiac. Why? Naturally, she considers TV a waste of time.
Come and get it!
The dominant organ of sensory and social orientation in pre-alphabet societies was the ear.
Hearing was believing.
The phonetic alphabet forced the magic world of the ear to yield to the neutral world of the eye.
Man was given an eye for an ear.
Right.
They told me to continue what I was doing and to spread joy and revolution. If I don't smoke, someone else will.
The method of the 20th century is to use not single but multiple models for experimental exploration, the technique of the suspended judgment.
We haven't heard from Benjamin Franklin in Paris this year. We should write him a letter.
Electrical information devices for universal, tyrannical, womb-to-tomb surveillance are causing a very serious dilemma between our claim to privacy and the community's need to know.
Just you and me, George.
Electric circuitry has rudely thrust us into a world that is quite unusual, quite unlike any previous world, and for which no previous model of perception will serve. The new feeling that people have about guilt is not something that can be privately assigned to some individual, but is rather something shared by everybody in some mysterious way. The old civic, state, and national groupings have become unworkable.
Take a sentence like the medium is the message, which has been, you know, misunderstood. People who don't read McLuhan have got comments on McLuhan. They say, oh, well, of course, content is part of the message, too. And they think they've said something. They haven't understood.
The medium is the message.
Really? The medium is the message. From his little office in Toronto, he's taken a whole generation by the scruff of the neck and said, look at this problem. Whether I irritate you into it or seduce you into it, he has just made a certain kind of awareness.
The older, traditional ideas of private, isolated thoughts and actions, the patterns of mechanistic technologies, are very seriously threatened by new methods of instantaneous electric information retrieval, by the electrically computerized dossier. That one big gossip column that is unforgiving, unforgettable, and from which there is no redemption, no erasure of early...
No erasure of early mistakes.
Ours is a brand new world of all-at-onceness. Time has ceased, space has vanished. We now live in a global village. A simultaneous happening. We're back in acoustic space. We have begun again to structure the primordial feeling, the tribal emotions from which a few centuries of literacy had divorced us. The tribalizing process, the inner trip, the depth involvement in the experience of a unified human family, that is something of which we have had no experience for many centuries.